the agreement was being signed. So the Quraysh are being represented by Suhail ibn Amr. First it was Jalis, and then someone else, Urwa ibn Mas'ud. And at the end was Suhail ibn Amr. So it was being documented. This is an agreement between Muhammad, the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, and Suhail ibn Amr. So they objected that we believed in you to be the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, then there wouldn't have been this type of a situation here. Well, my mind goes in different directions. Imran Hussein, he says it's alright for the Christians to carry on with their Christianity. Right? So what's the reason for them to continue? The reason, according to him, is Isqala Isa ibn Maryam Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. Right? But now he didn't see this verse here. He was too stuck in this. Too many Christian friends he had. So that Christian friends jammed his mind. So he couldn't see the verse. Ya ayyuhan nas, inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. What does that mean? Every other denomination has all been cancelled. Now I'm your Rasul. Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. So nonetheless, the document was signed. But now, if they try to delete, then their deleting of what effect? Allah Ta'ala recognizes him. So Allah Ta'ala, in recognition, sent down the verse Muhammad Rasulullah. Furustuk is the port of the time, right? Whether it was Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik or someone else, whoever it was. And it was Zainul Abidin, rahmatullahi alayhi, the great-grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu. Hasan radiallahu anhu's son, and Ali radiallahu anhu's great-grandson. So now it's the time of Hajj, and you can understand now how the Mataf must be choked. And as Zainul Abidin comes in near the Hazrat Aswad, it just opens out, it makes the Islam, and it passes by. Now, Suleiman is the king, and he doesn't receive this type of a welcome. And this man receives this type of a welcome. So someone asked, someone from the entourage of the king asked, who is this person here? So now Suleiman knew who this man, but he didn't want to give him the recognition. I don't know him. So Furuzduk was there, the port. And they must be just, you know, you just strike a chord. There, let you have it. هَذَا الَّذِي تُنْكِرُهُ فَاللَّهُ يَعْرِفُ. You say you don't recognize him. Allah Ta'ala recognizes him. See that? If they don't recognize, then Allah Ta'ala has recognized you. وَالْحِلُّ يَعْرِفُهُ وَالْحَرَمُ. And not only Allah Ta'ala, the whole Haram Sharif recognized, they know who's he. فَإِن كُنْتَ تُنْكِرُهُ فَاللَّهُ يَعْرِفُهُ. What's a big deal if you don't recognize him? So Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala yahi chahta hai ke usi ke ho jao. Kya? What's the meaning of Tawheed? The meaning of Tawheed is Ifrad an kulli shay, Ihraz an kulli shay. Get yourself out of everything. It means mentally, emotionally, with all your love, with all your might, all your energy, just be for Allah Ta'ala. Your trust is in Him. Your obedience is for Him. Your service is for Him. Just for Him. That's the way. This divided heart with Allah Ta'ala, someone else, Allah doesn't want that. He wants you for Himself. And as the Tawheed strengthens up, so the trust in Allah Ta'ala also grows. That now you've separated your heart from everything just to Allah Ta'ala. When you're saying La ilaha illallah, then you made nafi of everything. And you made isbat just of Allah Ta'ala. You negated everything. Ghayrullah se na hone ka yaqeen. And you confirm the fact, and you reconfirm it is just with Allah Ta'ala that everything happens. So your mind is clear of everything else, it is just Allah Ta'ala. What it means, from this point onwards, what you are saying, that apart from me not having any hopes with anybody at any time, right, then I love people only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. If I am with you, I have a liking for you, it's a bond with you, it is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and no other reason. Pure. So that love Allah Ta'ala wants is that undiluted, pure, clean love. لو كنت اتخذت خليلا لاتخذت أبا بكر. Hadith also says that if I had an absolute genuine friend, you know, pure friend, see, they say khalil, what it means, Mutanabbi says azlul awazil hawla qalbi at-ta'i. See, there's a lot of attachments to the heart, right? But the heart has a inner self and it has an outer self. Like you see this masjid, right? It's got an exterior, right? And then the inside. The king will be inside, right? People are outside, right? So you have attachment to the outside as well, to the walls, etc. You have an attachment, right? But if your queen is in the house, then where's the actual attachment? To that wall, that light there, or the glass there? Where's the actual attachment? Where is the actual attachment? May I ask, like, right, what a palatial home, all the fittings, appliance, state of the art, everything. Everything, you know, whatever scenery, overlooking the ocean, see ships going through. But if your queen is not in the house, this, does it have any meaning? You say, Miss Makan say kya karu? One accountant was here, he's telling me that one person put up a house, 59 million, right, of a house. So the client is showing the accountant the house. No? So the accountant now is praising, all right, so beautiful, this, that. The client tells him, I did all this for my son, but the son is gone. Now, what's in his house then? What's left then? When the chedi of the heart is gone, then? So, this poetry says, Aslul Awazil Hawla Qalbi At-Ta'i. So, other contacts, a relationship is just on the outside. But the pure contact, the actual contact, Hawal Ahibba Minhu Fi Saudai. What? Hawal Ahibba Minhu Fi Saudai. Or that exclusive, pure love is right in the recess. So this hadith is saying, what? وَكُنْتُ اتَّخَسْتُ خَلِيلًا وَاتَّخَسْتُ أَبَا بَكَرٍ. If had I taken a special, absolutely special, pure, 100% friend, then I would have taken Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as a special, exclusive friend. But now, the actual fact is, وَلَكِنْ اتَّخَذَنِيَ اللَّهُ خَلِيلًا. But Allah Ta'ala has taken me as His exclusive friend. See, actually, what is Khalil? That's right in the recess. So this is what Allah wants. Special. Exclusive. That your love must be just for Him. Everything else, you will have an attachment, and you aren't asked to break away the attachment, but the special, exclusive, let it be for Allah. See, the Al-Mu'ad Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi, he had no children, right? So one of his aunts or someone, they gave their niece, his niece, their daughter to his niece. So she was about 9 or 10 and she passed away. And Mu'ad was very affected, extremely affected at the loss of this niece, because apart from the niece, one had adopted her and he had no children. So I'm sitting at the Khanqa, but there's a pressing urge to go and see, go to a grave, right? So I had to resist this thing. Otherwise now it will become a habit now, one day, second day, third day. And then he concludes, see, this dunya then is not the appropriate thing to be over attached to any person. Over-attachment only to Allah Ta'ala. Or after that, then is the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after that, the one that is taking you to Rasul Allah Ta'ala. That's where the over-attachment is supposed to be. So it's like a vehicle that's taking you to that side. So anything else, you will like it. The finishers will like it, right? But it's part of the deal. The actual thing is the queen of the house. So the actual thing here is the love of Allah, the pure love. So these problems happen because we have our hearts attached to the outside things, not to the one that is supposed to be exclusive. They give one story just to elucidate this. So one person looking for a job, can't find a job. Things are tight, money is tight, inflation, and find no job. See, by the things are working out, rosy, everything is sugar, right? Eating well, sleeping well, business running. So there's no need for you to complain. I must get that business and this one here and the other one. Eating well, sleeping well, things are flowing for you. So make shukar. Now, keep complaining. One person came here some time ago. So, I incurred a major loss. So I had to give him some condolence. I didn't understand that. See, I projected 250 million for the year. I only made 200.
ایک خسارہ کی بات ہے, 200 کی شکر تو نہیں کر رہے. اٹ وینٹ اگینسٹ ہز پروجیکشن, سپوز ٹو میک 250 اینڈ اونلی میک 200. آف کورس ہی ڈن سی دا ٹارگیٹ. ناؤ دیٹ واز اے بگ پرابلم فور ہیم. بٹ واٹ اباؤٹ دا 200 دیٹ یو انجوائڈ؟ ڈیڈ یو میک شوگر فور دیٹ؟ سی ہاؤ مائنڈ ہاؤ اٹ ورکس. سو یو ایڈ دس ایلیمنٹ, شکر, اٹیچمنٹ ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ, بانڈنگ اللہ تعالیٰ, then everything else becomes insignificant. And you remove this, then everything becomes a problem. But once you got this attachment, and the attachment is just growing, progressing, then everything becomes simple, understanding, understandable, and you become a happy person. So you think, all right, if it came from Allah Ta'ala, and it went, Allah Ta'ala took it, right? He looks at it in a different perspective. How he looks at it is, now see, there were 10 people around, right? And I said to this person here, I want your topi. Everybody will jump to offer this. I said, one thing, if there's proper love, I want a topi. Everybody will offer to give their topi, right? He's jumping, third person, everybody is jumping to offer the topi. Right? One of the ones whose topi was accepted, how he'll feel? Hey, from all, the king accepted my topi. Doesn't he feel? So a Muslim looks, this is how he looks at life. From everybody, Allah Pak accepted my child, my so-and-so, he accepted me. So I feel so grateful, Allah Pak accepted mine. So everything in a Muslim's life is about gratitude. But it's the dimension and the perspective that we see it from. Then we understand, all right, it's a favor of Allah Ta'ala. So you're explaining the story, you know, that it's inflation, there's no jobs in Delhi. One person is battling, no job. Eventually someone told him, all right, I got a job. یہاں پر بچارے کا کام ہے, ذرا کھانا کو پکانا, روٹی, میک دا روٹی سن. سو دا سیلری پرومس از ویری اسمال, 200 روپیز. آئی مس بی دیئر دا سروس اینڈ 200 روپیز, بٹ یو کانٹ فائنڈ اے جاب. سو کیا کرتا؟ ایکسپٹ دا جاب. But he's making the calculation in his mind. You see, I'll have to prepare all the foods, so the accommodation is sorted out, because I have to be there to serve him, right? And the food also will be sorted out, because what I'll do is he'll eat, right? And the leftovers, you know, I would satisfy myself with the leftovers. This 200 I'll send it home, my wife and children, they can enjoy. So now he's thinking, now he's planned the whole thing on the first day, you know, new groom. The best he could make it, how the protocol is, the chef, he has to dish out the food. India, the chef, he must dish out. Like you see, like, you know, Walima time. So if Zafs is preparing the food, he will take it out, isn't it? So the cook, he must dish out it. So he's sitting there, the boss is there, and he's dishing out the food. So as he's dishing out the food, he's thinking, all right, there'll be still one, two pieces around, and I can't make up, you know. So the boss asking for a little bit more. Here's a little bit more. He's still satisfying himself. That, you know, I can still scrape the pots, and kam se kam raat ka khana ka intizam ho gaya. I'm set for the night. So in India, the custom is, the pot, they call it the Kaaba Sharif. out of respect, what they say, Kaaba Sharif. So the boss is telling him, you know, still something left on the walls, may zara Kaaba Sharif ka jharu de. Just get the Kaaba Sharif, I'll just sweep it. So all his hopes were all dashed, all splashed down. So at least I had something for the night. This person came and wiped the whole thing out. So in the frustration, he pulled out the pot. Obviously they're cooking on fire, you know. So the under of the pot will be black. So he pulled out the pot and he put it to the boss. He says, you can also have the pleasure of the Hajar Aswad. But you see, logo ke saath ummeed wabasta nahi hona chahiye bhai. You have hopes in people, at the crucial moment they'll give up. Then what happens? So the hopes was Allah Ta'ala. Confidence, hope. Now you think, you know, my son can't let me down. And in a few years he's grown up, got married, and then now his whole line has changed. I said, but I brought this child up, I gave him everything, and today he's forgotten me, he just dumped me. But who asked you to attach your heart? Attach your heart to the one that gave you that heart. He is one, the heart is one. So just attach your heart to him. Everything else, aani jaani hai, fani hai. It will come, it will go, it's transitory. You are wrong in thinking that, no, I must give myself to this child will do for me. That, forget that, right? You train him up, inshallah that may happen also. But the heart must be actually for the one that blessed you this heart. Gave you the heart. So someone comes, shukar. Someone goes also, shukar. Came, mashallah. Gone also, alhamdulillah. So your mind is now, it never cut off from Allah Ta'ala. It's just with Allah Ta'ala. But that's called Tawheed. So proportionate to the Tawheed, the strength of the Tawheed, will be the trust in Allah Ta'ala. If the Tawheed is 100%, then the trust will be 100%. And now, what can be greater than Allah Pak's assurance? He says, well, inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin, right? Allah Pak is in love. He's in love with those who have tawakkul, who trust in him, he's in love. Madam, what a blessing, what a blessing. He's in love with you. Can you imagine? When Allah Pak is in love with you, then aur kya chahiye? What else you want? So, why dusre ko dil kyu dete ho? Dil ko do, dil dene wale ko. Are? Dil dene wale ko dil do. You need to give the heart. And the one who has blessed you with the heart, give him the heart. And then you see, your whole mind will be different. Your dunya will be different. Your whole understanding of things will be different. But jisne dil bakhsha, usi ko dil dena chahiye. Allah bahut tawfeeq nasib kare.